It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening, everyone, from Johnson Brock High School. It's time once again for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, the boys' D1 sub-district action. The Johnson Brock Eagles hosting the Sacred Heart Irish. The Irish got here by picking up the win last night, moved them into this game. They had the win over HTRS, and tonight they face Johnson Brock. It's a basketball doubleheader for you tonight. This first game, as we said, Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart. The second game of the evening will feature the Pawnee City Indians and the Southern High Raiders. We'll have both games live for you tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Right now, over on KTNC, John Nixon is in Auburn. The Auburn Bulldogs playing in their sub-district. They are hosting Wilbur Claytonia. Last we heard early in the second quarter, Auburn was up by 9. 21-12, Auburn leading Wilbur Claytonia. Again, that game live tonight over on KTNC. Well, my name is Randy Katulip. I'll be your play-by-play announcer tonight. Very pleased to have alongside with me tonight an eighth grader from Sacred Heart, Brooklyn Fletcher. Brooklyn, good evening.
It's good to be here.
Nice to have you here with us. Brooklyn's going to assist a little bit with our announcing during the timeouts, and her first time on the air with us, her radio debut. So we're glad to have an eighth grader from Sacred Heart, Brooklyn Fletcher, on the air with us here tonight. Right now, we're going to take a short break.
We'll step aside for a one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Brooklyn Fletcher back with you here at Johnson Brock High School, getting set for the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Sacred Heart Irish in boys sub-district action. I want to remind you, we're going to be here in Johnson for a lot of basketball this week. We'll be back again Thursday evening for this sub-district final, and we'll be back here Friday night for the girls district finals in Class C2. The Johnson Brock girls will be hosting the Valentine Badgers, all the way from Valentine. That's about a 6 or 7 hour drive to come down to Johnson for that C2 district final. That is scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip-off, and you'll hear it live right here on Sunny 101.3. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup for this game. First of all, for the Sacred Heart Irish, they are 14-11, coming in off of a win last night in a tight-fought ball game over HTRS. They'll go with Cole Taft. Taft, a 5'11 junior, averaging 16 points per ball game. Bo Fletcher, a sophomore at 6 foot, 12.8 points per game. Brandon Lemron. Lemron is 5'10 and a junior, averaging 9 points per contest. Tate Wilcox is a senior at 6'1, 1.8 points per game. And Cooper Kanabe rounds out the starting five for Coach Doug Golds. He is a 6'3 junior, averaging 4.5 points per ball game. And we mentioned Cole Taft. is the leading scorer on this team at 16 points a game. He broke a school record last night against HTRS. Cole Taft now holds the school record for most three-point baskets in a season. He sits at 72 here in his junior year, and that betters the record of 71 that was held by Evan Keithley. So a congratulations to Cole Taft. He is the new record holder for three-point baskets in a season with 72 coming into tonight's ballgame. Now the starting lineup for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. They'll go with Austin Meyer, a 6'4 senior, 7.5 points per game. Camden Dollinghouse, a senior at 6'3, 15 points per game. Brody Kaler is a 6'4 junior, and he has 12 points per game. Garrison Bowie, a senior at 5'11, he averages 6 points per contest. Those are your starters. Cason Dollinghouse, 12.4, 15.3 for Camden Dollinghouse, 15.2 for Brody Kaler. Kind of a three-headed monster there offensively for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Looks like we're getting set to go to the national anthem.
We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be right back with more high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
February is Heart Health Month, and Nemaha County Hospital wants to keep your heart beating strong. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and routine checkups are vital to heart health. Have questions about your heart? Schedule an appointment with your primary care provider today, and take care of your heart, because it takes care of you. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back once again inside Johnson-Brock High School. They just completed the introduction over the public address system of the Irish. Now we're meeting the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Johnson-Brock 23-1 on the year. Their only loss was a couple of weeks ago to the Freeman Falcons. Other than that, a perfect season at 23-1. Sacred Heart. Well, by Sacred Heart standards, they've struggled just a little this year. They are 14-11. Keep in mind, this is a school and a team that's used to head to state every year and normally being up there around the 20 wins per year. But Coach Doug Gold's doing a great job coaching this team to above 500 for the season. Getting ready to jump it up, Brody Kaler will step in for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. He'll jump it up against Cooper Canabi for the Irish. Sub-district action, D1, coming from Johnson-Brock tonight here on Sunny 101.3. The official steps in, and we're underway. The tip controlled by the Eagles. Coming up with it is Camden Dollinghouse. He'll cross the timeline, come into forecourt to the left side. Gives up to Cason Dollinghouse. Picks up his dribble. Cason, lob pass into the corner to Camden. Almost tipped away there by Canabi. Camden Dollinghouse gets it back. Goes to Brody Kaler in the corner. Deep baseline right side. Around to the top of the key, Bowie into the corner, drop baseline left side, Camden Dollinghouse back up top to Kasich. Looks like the Irish sitting here in a 1-2-2 zone defense right now. They put it inside the paint to Meyer. Tries to feed it inside to Kaler. Shot is up off the rim. No. Rebound Meyer. Follow shot. It won't go. Meyer with another follow shot. Put back up and good. And Austin Meyer has the first 2 points of the ball game. Johnson Brock goes on top 2-0 here in the opening minute. In Johnson. Now for the Irish with the basketball is Bo Fletcher. Fletcher, top of the key, hands it up to Cole Taft. Taft dribbles off to the left elbow. Looks like a man-to-man defense here from Johnson Brock to open. In the paint with the basketball comes Lemron back out here to Taft on the near side. Taft picks up the dribble, feeds into the corner, down deep baseline, Bo Fletcher. Fletcher got trapped down there, needs help. Gets it to Wilcox. Wilcox feeds inside the paint. Ball is tipped away and grabbed up by Camden Dollinghouse. Down court quickly to Garrison Bowie. Across court, Cason Dollinghouse, free throw line. Camden baseline in the corner. No shot there. Bowie holds the ball, guarded closely by Lemron. Lemron comes out to get in his face across to Cason Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse for three. Got it. Camden Dollinghouse hits a three from the right wing about 24 feet out there. A nice long one there for Dollinghouse. 5-0. The Johnson Brock Eagles out to an early lead. 6:14 to play here in the first quarter. Irish basketball. Bo Fletcher one-on-one against Cason Dollinghouse. Feeds it up to Lemron. Lemron right back to Fletcher with the basketball. Bo Fletcher on the dribble. Penetrates to the paint. Forces up a shot. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll wait and see who this one's on. I'm going to have to wait until they post it. And then we'll tell you here in just a moment. Okay, the foul is going to be called right here. Fouls on Cason Dollinghouse. That's his first and team foul number one so far on Johnson Brock. Cason Dollinghouse with that personal. All right, Irish with the basketball. They set it up in forecourt. Right side is Taft. Feeds out to Lemron. Lemron dribbles to the top of the key. Bo Fletcher for a long three. Short. Just off the front of the rim. The rebound comes down to Austin Meyer. Garrison Bowie into forecourt. Quickly across the timeline. There's Cason Dollinghouse for three. Off the mark to the right. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Wilcox. Tate Wilcox. Outlet pass. Gives it up to Lemron. He'll bring it into forecourt and set her up. On the left side of the three-point arc goes Lemron. Comes to the near side, hands off to Cole Taft. Right back to Lemron it comes. Now Fletcher with the ball. He'll try another long three, and again it's short. Bo Fletcher with back-to-back threes. It came up well short. Cason Dollinghouse, fast break the other end. Lays it up off the glass, and good. Cason Dollinghouse with his first bucket. Johnson Brock up 7-0, and we're going to have a timeout taken.
There's a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. The Eagles have jumped out to a 7-0 lead here in the first 3 minutes of the game. 5:07 to play in the first quarter. Sacred Heart has yet to score. They've got some nice looks at the bucket, just haven't been able to contact. Inbounding the ball, they get it into Lemron from Cole Taft. Now it comes to Wilcox on the right wing. To the top of the circle, right back it comes to Taft. He lost a handle on it. The ball is going to be knocked away. We've got a whistle and a foul is called.
The foul is on Camden Dellinghouse, his first personal foul, and the team's second.
All right. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball to inbound. They lob it inside the paint to Fletcher. Shot is up short. Rebound, follow shot, Kanabe. It won't go. They had two puppies, just little bunnies under there. Couldn't get it down. Quickly the other way, Camden Dollinghouse for three. Up and good. And the Johnson Brock Eagles have come out red hot here, shooting from the field. They have jumped out to a 10-0 lead early here in the ballgame. All right, with the basketball is Fletcher. Inside the paint. Comes back to Lemron with it. Off to Taft. Now Taft will try a long three. It's off the glass. Won't go. Struggle for the basketball. Bowie comes out there with it, gets the outlet pass out to Camden Dollinghouse. Into the corner right side, Kaler driving lay-in, up and good. Brody Kaler with his first bucket of the night. Not a good start tonight for the Irish. They're down 12 to nothing as we near the midway point of the first quarter. 4:05 to play here in the first period. Bo Fletcher with the basketball to the right side. Gives into Lemron. Lemron with the dribble. Right back to Fletcher. Driving layup. Fletcher off the glass. Up and good. Bo Fletcher with the first 2 points of the night for the Irish. And it's 12-2. The lead is 10 now for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Here's Brody Kaler with a spin move. Turnaround jump shot does not go. Rebound was brought down on the baseline, then knocked out of bounds. Coming down with it was Tate Wilcox. I don't think we had a foul called. They just say the ball was tipped away by Johnson-Brock. Garrison Bowie leaves the lineup. And checking in to replace him for Johnson-Brock is Grady Behrens. Behrens, a 6-foot junior, averaging 3.3 points per ball game into the contest now for Johnson-Brock. Here come the Irish with the basketball, Cooper Kanabe. Kanabe feeds to Cole Taft. Taft pulls up for a two and got it. Nice job there by Cole Taft, hitting the two from the left side of the free throw circle. He got knocked down pretty hard in the process too, but no whistle. A cross court pass to Kaysen Dollinghouse into the corner right side. Camden Dollinghouse took the step back, doesn't shoot it, goes to Brody Kaler. Kaler in trouble in the lane, lost the basketball, and it's going to be grabbed away by Cooper Kanabe, and then Brody Kaler, I believe, is going to get tagged for that foul.
The foul is on Brody Kaler. That's his first foul of the team's third foul for this period.
All right. 3:08 to go first quarter. 12-4. Irish trailing by 8. Sacred Heart with the basketball. Brandon Lemron will take it into forecourt. Works to the right side of the free throw lane this time. Up top he gives it. Long three up and good by Cole Taft. So Cole Taft adding on to that school record for 3 points in a season. Came in here tonight with 72. That gives him 73, bettering the old record of Evan Keithley, who had 71. At the other end, Austin Meyer under the basket. The easy two, they fed it into Meyer. He was left uncovered right under the basket, laid it off the glass and dropped it in. 14-7. The lead is 7 now for Johnson-Brock. 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. For the Irish, there's Fletcher with a bank shot off the glass. It won't fall. The rebound to Austin Meyer. Outlet pass quickly down court. Camden Dollinghouse. Camden in the paint. Driving layup. Big collision inside the paint. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul.
That foul is on Cooper Kanabe. His first foul and the team's first foul.
All right, Kanabe tagged for the personal. West going to send to the line Camden Dollinghouse. He has 6 points tonight on a pair of threes. Has not yet been to the free throw line. First free throw is up and good. Camden Dollinghouse hits the first. The Johnson-Brock Eagles, 23-1, coming into this one. Substitute in now for the Irish, Toby Baxter into the lineup, replacing Cooper Kanabe. Looks like Bo Fletcher's going to set out also, and in for him is Hayden Clow now on the floor. Camden Dollinghouse ready for his second free throw attempt. Shot is up. It's good also. He's got 8 now in the ball game, and it's 15-7. The lead is 8 for Johnson-Brock. With the basketball for the Irish, Toby Baxter. There's a long 3 from the left wing that won't go by Taft. Rebound Johnson-Brock. Quickly down court, pulling the rebound down there was Robert Gravatt, who's in the ball game now for the Eagles. Not sure what we had here. Was that a... We may have had another foul called, and I didn't see it. Yes, it was. It's on Lemron. They're going to get Baden Lemron, Brandon Lemron, for his first team foul, number 2. Dollinghouse, Kaysen down to Camden in the corner. To clock back to the left wing it comes to Grady Behrens. Behrens couldn't get to it. It got away. Went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Irish. 1:53 to play here in the first quarter, 16-7. Johnson-Brock with the lead. Irish have the basketball. Lemron into forecourt. Got the inbound pass. Into forecourt. Left elbow. Dribbling to the top of the key with it comes Cole Taft. Taft. Right back to the left wing. There's a long three by Lemron. Up and good. Lemron nailed a three from well outside the three-point arc on the left wing. 16-10. The lead is back down to 6. Johnson Brock was up by as much as 10 at 12-2. Irish are fighting and clawing their way back into this thing. There's Case in Dollinghouse for three. It's off, no good. And a whistle. The rebound was brought down by the Irish. And I think we're going to have a foul called. Yes. Well, maybe not. He just stepped on the baseline with the basketball, apparently. There was no foul there. This official's a little hard to read. He's not sure what he's signaling to you. Officials we haven't seen before this year. They're assigned by the NSAA to come in for these sub-district games. Irish with the basketball down by six. Handling the ball, Toby Baxter. Baxter gives it up top again to Taft. Taft works into the baseline left side. He got tied up down there. Have a reach-in foul called on the Eagles, but I'm not sure who until they put it up. We'll have to wait and see here. It'll be not, is that the 15 foul? So we'll be shooting this one. Still haven't posted who the foul was on. At the free throw line for the Irish will be Cole Taft. He'll be shooting two shots. Apparently they're not going to tell us who the foul was on. They still haven't put it up there. Oh, now they changed their mind and said that's only the 14 foul. They're not going to be shooting it after all. I thought so, because that's all we had. All right, it'll be Irish basketball to inbound it on the baseline. They get it into the corner. Down deep on the left side, Sacred Heart with the ball. Lemron dribbles to the top of the circle, right side of the lane. Lemron tried to step into the paint, kicks it back out to Bo Fletcher, who's back into the ballgame. Fletcher with the left-handed dribble, takes it out to the top of the key. Gives it in traffic once again to Lemron. Lemron pulls up for a three, top of the circle, short off the front of the rim. Rebound brought down by Fletcher, and then a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Bo Fletcher to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots. I'm fairly certain who this one's on.
This foul's on Casey Dollinghouse, his second personal foul and the fifth in the team's fifth foul.
All right, at the free throw line is Bo Fletcher shooting two shots. The first one is up and off the rim. It rolled off to the left, would not drop. He'll get another attempt here. 31 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's a six-point ball game, 16-10 now. Johnson Brock leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Fletcher will try and trim that lead down to five if he can hit this one. Bo Fletcher, second free throw is up. It is good. Got that one, got the roll on it. Fletcher now has 3 points, and it's 16-11 with 30 seconds to play. Shot clock is turned off. Camden Dollinghouse in backcourt. Gets it into Meyer, over to the right elbow, across court it goes, Brody Kaver. Kaver holds the ball for a moment, 18 seconds, they want to play for a final shot here. Camden Dollinghouse backs it out near the midcourt circle, 12 seconds to go. To the left side, Grady Behrens on the dribble, up top to Camden, 5 on the shot clock, Brody Kaver. Camden Dollinghouse, 25-footer, got it! Camden Dollinghouse from 25 feet out nailed the 3 at the end of the quarter.
We'll step aside for a 1 minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the NSD Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside Johnson High School. I'm Randy Gatula tonight along with Brooklyn Fletcher on the air here on Sunny 101.3. 19-11 our score. Johnson Brock with the early lead in this one. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball as we move into the second quarter of action. Cole Taft will inbound the pass, gets it into Lemron. Lemron comes to the right side to Tate Wilcox. Wilcox, top of the key, finds Taft once again. Man-to-man defense by Johnson Brock. Brody Kaler chasing Cole Taft here at the top of the key. Taft takes it all the way in for a floater off the glass, cannot get it to go, and Meyer is there for the rebound. Austin Meyer doing his usual fine job for the Johnson Brock Eagles, pulling down the boards. There's a pass to Kaler in the corner on the right side of the basket. Around it comes to Bowie for three. Bounces once, twice. Rebound Meyer. Follow shot does not get it, but we'll have a whistle and a foul. And we're going to send Austin Meyer to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots. We'll have to wait until they post it. Looks like the foul is going to be on
Tate Wilcox, his first foul and the team's first foul for this
at
period.
The free throw line is Meyer. First free throw is up and good. Meyer got it down. So that foul on Tate Wilcox, as we said, that's his first. Meyer has another free throw coming here. Our score 20-11. The lead is 9 for Johnson Brock with 7:25 to play here in the second quarter. Second free throw is up and good also. Austin Meyer hits a pair. He has 6 points now for Johnson Brock. Here come the Irish into forecourt. Setting it up on the left side. Fletcher with the basketball into Kanabi. Kanabi feeds off to Lemron. He got into traffic, got trapped under the basket. Has to flip it back out onto the right wing to Cole Taft. Now Taft goes inside. Taft can't get a look at it. Bounce pass back up to Kanabi. Shot clock down to 10. Jump shot from the left side. Up and good by Cole Taft. Taft put that one in. For Taft, that's 7 points in the ball game now. Trims the lead back down to 8, 21-13. Kaler, right side floater, up and good. Brody Kaler is just hard to stop. Brody has that ability to just jump straight up and put a nice soft touch on the ball from inside the paint. And, boy, 9 times out of 10, he's going to hit it. Here's a three that's up, short off the rim by Fletcher. Meyer has the rebound. Fletcher took it away. Now it comes loose into the hands of Cason Dollinghouse. Here's Kaler with the basketball, guarded by Taft. Driving layup. Camden Dollinghouse is going to be fouled, and we're going to put Camden Dollinghouse at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. See, when they put this one up, they're kind of a little bit slow posting. Here we go. There's our foul.
The foul's on Toby Baxter, his first foul in the team second.
At the free throw line, Camden Dollinghouse. Free throw is up and good. Camden hit that one. He's now 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. Into the ballgame, replacing Toby Baxter now, comes Tate Wilcox for the Irish. At the free throw line, Camden Dollinghouse. Second attempt is up. It's good. He hit them both. He's 4 for 4 from the line now, has 13 points in the game. It's 25-13, a 12-point lead for Johnson Brock. Wilcox comes to the right side. Fletcher. Fletcher feeds into traffic to Kanabi under the basket. Back it comes to Lemron on the right wing. Lemron with the left-handed dribble takes it out between the rings to the top of the circle. Bowie picks him up there. He dishes the ball off to Cole Taft. Taft works to the right side of the lane. Now goes inside the paint. Can't get there. Hits traffic out to the left side. Lemron for a long three. It's up off the top of the backboard. Rebound is taken out under the basket and cleared away by Austin Meyer. Fast break to the other end. Brody Kaler, baseline underneath the basket to Bowie in the corner. They give it up to Dollinghouse, where we've got a whistle and a foul.
Fouls on Bo Fletcher, his first personal and the team's second.
So, not a shooting foul. Fletcher picks up the personal over there on the contact. A cross-court pass, inbounds, comes into Kaler. Kaler to the top of the circle. Back to Kaler in the corner left side. Goes around Kanabi. Fed it to Meyer. Back to Kaler again off the glass, up and good. Meyer with the assist. Brody Kaler with the basket. Brody has 6 points now. It's 27-13. Johnson Brock opened up their biggest lead yet. Now they've got a foul. It's going to be called, I think, on Johnson Brock. It looked like, yes, it was. That foul is going to be called on
Garrison Roy, his first foul and the team's first.
So Bowie has the first foul of this period for Johnson Brock. There's an inbound pass back to Lemron for three from the left side. He got it. Lemron pulled up and hit another three. That's his second three of the night from the left wing down in the corner. 27-16. There's a long three from the left corner up and off for Grady Behrens. Foul shot, try for a putback by Meyer, but a whistle. And they're going to say it's ball is going, stays with Johnson Brock. Had a block shot down there with no foul. Substitutes coming into the ballgame now for Johnson Brock. Quentin Behrens into the lineup. Robert Gravatt on the floor. Grady Behrens is out there. And along with Camden Dollinghouse, they've only got four players on the floor right now, if I'm counting right. No, there's a fifth one now. They crossed me up here for a minute. Seems to be some confusion with the officials. They're over discussing with the score operator, the clock operator, and the bookkeepers. Not sure what the confusion was about. It's going to be Johnson Brock's basketball. They'll inbound it on the baseline under the basket. Into the corner it comes to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden all the way in, a lot of contact. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound back to Camden Dollinghouse. Second shot is up, it doesn't go. This time a whistle and we will have a foul. And we'll put Camden Dollinghouse at the line again to shoot two. See who this one is on as soon as they put it up for us. There's a foul. It's going to be...
Foul's on Cooper Kenobi. His second personal and the team's fourth.
All right, at the free throw line is Dollinghouse. That's the fourth team foul now on Sacred Heart. Camden Dollinghouse, shot is up and good. Camden is shooting 100% from the free throw line. He's 5-5 from the line, already has 14 points in the ballgame. Kanabe with two fouls goes to the bench, and he'll have a seat. And replacing is Toby Baxter back onto the floor. Camden Dollinghouse, free throw up and good. He's got a... Free throw shooting machine tonight is Camden Dollinghouse, 6-for-6, 15 points here in the first half for Camden. 29-16, Johnson Brock on top with 4:34 to play in the first half. Cole Taft to the left wing, gives up to Lemron. Lemron spin move in the paint, had an open look, shot up off the rim, no, couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Quentin Behrens. Behrens clears the outlet pass down to Camden Dollinghouse. He rushes it into the corner, across inside the paint. Give and go, try for a shot, doesn't go, now off the foot of Bo Fletcher. Fletcher put a foot out there and deflected that attempted bounce pass, knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. 23 seconds on the shot clock, 4:11 to play here in the first half. Eagles basketball, Quentin Behrens at the free throw line. Over to the right side to Grady Behrens. Grady Behrens gives up to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden looks to Quentin Behrens on the right elbow. Again, they find Dollinghouse inside the paint. Left elbow, Grady Behrens can't get a look. Good defense there by Lemron. Now Camden Dollinghouse with a 25-footer. Ball is safe from going out of bounds. Tipped in. Lemron came up with it. The jump ball is going to be called. The possession arrow is going to favor the Irish. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. 3 minutes, 43 seconds to play here in the first half, 29-16. Johnson Brock on top. Irish with the ball. Into forecourt comes Lemron. Brandon Lemron gets a pick and roll there from Wilcox. Can't get it to him. Toby Baxter with the ball now does go to Wilcox. His shot is blocked nicely, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And the foul is right here.
The foul on Grady Behrens, his first and the team second.
At the free throw line then for the Irish will be Tate Wilcox. He has not scored yet tonight. This will be his first attempt from the line. 29-16, it's a 13-point lead. Ward Johnson Brock, looks like the starters are getting ready to check back in. Wilcox misses the first one. He'll have a second shot. Here's Kason Dollinghouse back onto the floor. Looks like Myers back out there. Brody Kaler back onto the floor. Also checking in tonight for Johnson Brock. Well, they crossed me up. They put a number two out there that we don't have. There's a free throw up and good. Putting the shot in was Tate Wilcox. Got that one to fall. 29-17 is your score. Into the corner, right side with it. Skip pass comes across court to the near side. It's Kason Dollinghouse. Back to Brody Kaler for three. It's up and off, no good. Cole Taft has the rebound. Taft comes down with it. Could you see if you could grab a program and borrow it from somebody here, if you would? We need to look up and see who number two is for Johnson Brock. They're not listed in our roster. With the basketball in on the right side, LeBron launches a three. It's off the iron. Can't get it. Oldtap has the rebound. Number two for Johnson Brock. With the ball at the top of the circle is Cole Tapp. Tapp, left-handed dribble, feeds it out to LeBron. LeBron guarded very closely. Johnson Brock in that tight man-to-man defense. LeBron can't get a look at it. Was looking there for Fletcher on the cutter. That wasn't there. They come right back to LeBron with it. Up to Cole Tapp. 13 on the shot clock. Tapp out to Fletcher. Bo Fletcher between the rings. Top of the free throw circle to Cole Tapp. Tapp for a long three. Off the iron doesn't go. Austin Meyer with the rebound. Meyer comes down with it and gives the outlet pass down court. Goes to, that's Hayden Gravatt. I knew that. Sorry, Hayden. Now we got a whistle and a foul across the way, and that's going to go on Fletcher. They're going to get Bo Fletcher for the personal.
Both second foul and the team's fifth.
And with that being the 15th foul, that's going to send it to the line for Johnson Brock, Kason Dollinghouse. Hayden Gravatt is number two. First free throw is up and good for Kason Dollinghouse. That's his first attempt from the line tonight. Wonder how Hayden got left off the rosters that they put out for the tournament here. He's in the ballgame, obviously in the scorebook. Second free throw coming up for Kason Dollinghouse. It's up and good also. The Dollinghouse boys, twin brothers, are 8-for-8 tonight from the free throw line. They've been practicing their free throws, apparently. With 2:09 to go here in the first half, it's 31-17. Johnson Brock up by 14 points. Sacred Heart trying to get a little closer here before the intermission. LeBron goes to Fletcher for a long three. It's off the iron. Fletcher had the hot hand last night. Tonight, not so much. He's struggling a little bit from three-point range. Not able to get one to drop yet. Rebound is brought down by Johnson Brock's Quentin Behrens. And then a whistle. And the ball's going to belong to Johnson Brock on the baseline underneath the Sacred Heart basket. Eagles will inbound it. Kason Dollinghouse to toss it inbounds. Gets it into Camden. Camden Dollinghouse to Meyer. Down court quickly to Kaler. Ahead of Quentin Behrens is ahead of him with the ball to the left wing. Camden Dollinghouse over to Kaler. Nice job jumping the route there and making the intercept was Toby Baxter. Got the steal for the Irish. Baxter gives it up to LeBron. LeBron feeds it to the right elbow in traffic. No place to go there. They need help. Again to LeBron down deep in the corner. LeBron with the dribble works it back out near the top of the free throw circle before feeding to the right wing down to Cole Tapp. Tapp in the paint. Can't get near the basket. Can't get a look at it. Gives to Baxter. Back again it comes to Tapp. Off to the left side. Five on the shot clock. There's a long three up and off by LeBron. Doesn't go. Fast break coming the other direction. Kason Dollinghouse lays it up. Can't get it. Rebound Meyer. Whistle and a foul. I believe we're going to put Austin Meyer at the free throw line to be shooting free throws here for Johnson Brock. Austin is 2-for-2 from the line tonight. Has 6 points in the ball game so far. And the foul
was on Bo Fletcher. His third foul and the team's fifth.
All right. So at the free throw line, Austin Meyer. First shot is up and good. Austin Meyer is now 3-for-3 from the line. He has 7 points in the game. 32-17, your score. Johnson Brock with a commanding lead here. 65 seconds left to play in the first half. At the free throw line, Meyer, second shot is up and good. He's 4-for-4 from the line now, has 8 points. Here come the Irish on the attack. LeBron gives it up to Toby Baxter over to the left wing and stepping on the sideline on the dribble over there was Hayden was Clow. And that'll be a turnover. Hayden Clow gives the ball back to Johnson Brock with 56 seconds to go here in the first half. 33-17. Johnson Brock with the lead and the basketball. Camden Dollinghouse with the dribble into forecourt. A cross-court pass to the far side to Kason Dollinghouse. Deep in the corner to Kaler. Brody Kaler. Skip pass all the way across to Camden on the near side. Now inside the paint to Austin Meyer. He had an open look and didn't realize it. No defenders came up on Meyer, but he kicked it out there to Kaler. 7 on the shot clock. in the corner. Long three from the left side, up and good by Quinton Behrens. Quinton Behrens got an open look down here deep in this left corner and sunk it. Makes it 36-17, a 19-point lead now for the Eagles. 12 seconds to go in the first half. Irish will play for one final shot here. Dribbling the ball is Lemron. Lemron gives it to Taft. Taft back up top to Lemron. Lemron launches a three that's partially blocked. There's a buzzer. 36-17 will be our halftime score.
We'll take a 2 minute timeout and be right back with more high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSG Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Ladies, you are invited to the Women's Self-Defense Seminar at Heller Martial Arts. This is a great opportunity to learn effective self-defense techniques. Boost your confidence knowing how to protect yourself in several situations. The Women's Self-Defense Seminar is Saturday, March 15th, 8 a.m. to noon. Only $50 per person. Sign up with a friend and save. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
The home equity loans here at Frontier Bank let you take advantage of the equity you've built up in your home. Whether you want to finance home improvements or other major purchases, a home equity loan can help you achieve your objective. The interest on the loan may be tax deductible. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or schedule an appointment today.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Fall City.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for. We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee. Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Johnson Brock High School. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Sacred Heart Irish 36-17, our halftime score. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. First for the Irish, Cole Taft leads the way with 7 points. Brandon Lemron has 6. Bo Fletcher with 3, and Tate Wilcox added a single point for their total of 17. Free throw shooting, the Irish hit 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, Camden Nollinghouse, a big first half. He has 15 points at halftime. Austin Meyer with 8. Brody Kaler has 6. Kason Nollinghouse with 4. And Quinton Behrens added 3 for their total of 36. From the free throw line, listen to this. Johnson Brock made 12 out of 12 from the charity stripe in the first half of the ballgame. 36-17, that's our halftime score. We're going to step aside now for a 2 minute timeout, then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. As a cold front swings through this evening, we have the possibility for scattered rain showers, mostly cloudy, low around 39. Temperatures will be cooler behind that cold front on Wednesday, high of 56. Winds pick up behind that front too. We're expecting lots of sunshine. Then mostly clear skies, lighter winds Wednesday night and a low of 32. Breezy once again for the day on Thursday, high of 57 and sunny. Thursday night we'll see mostly clear skies, low around 36. Warmer for the day on Friday, high of 66, sunny, but it will be windy. Then for Friday night, passing clouds come in with a low of 35 as gusty winds remain. Saturday won't be quite as warm, high of 54, but lots of sunshine. We are expecting breezy conditions too. Mostly clear into Saturday night as we drop back to 28. High of 54 for Sunday, lots of sunshine and breezy. Then Sunday night, isolated rain showers, partly cloudy, we drop back to 36. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Flu season is here, but did you know that getting vaccinated can make a huge difference? Each year, flu vaccines prevent millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visits. By getting vaccinated, you're not only protecting yourself, but also helping to reduce the spread of the virus to those around you. It's a simple step that can significantly reduce your risk of severe illness and keep you healthier throughout flu season. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about the benefits of flu vaccines. JCHOSP.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back inside. Lakeside Johnson Brock High School is halftime. Our halftime score, 36-17, Johnson Brock on top. And with me tonight is Brooklyn Fletcher. That's the voice you've been hearing throughout the broadcast. Brooklyn, a pleasure to have you with us here. You just recently moved back to your mother's hometown, to Falls City. What do you like most about being back at Sacred Heart?
Mainly being more close to some of my family and being able to run around and not have to worry about things.
Brooklyn's an eighth grader. She's 13 years old, and she sat in with me over at Lewiston last week one night, listened on the headsets, and she came back last night and listened in. So tonight we gave her a microphone, and you're doing a wonderful job, young lady. Your
Thank
first
you.
Time on the air. Brooklyn's been, you probably heard her there. She's been announcing the fouls and calling for the timeouts for us, and we have dozens and dozens of young people just like yourself who've made their radio debut. And someday when you work on the sideline at the Super Bowl, I'm going to expect you to give me a ticket, okay?
I'll make sure to tell you.
Okay. That's Brooklyn Fletcher, an eighth grader at Sacred Heart, helping us out here tonight at Johnson Brock. We have a scoring update from over to Auburn. The game being heard tonight over on KTNC. The Auburn Bulldogs are completely dominating Wilbur Claytonia. After three quarters, Auburn is up 58-25. The Bulldogs had 8 three-pointers at halftime in that one, so they're shooting lights out from three-point range, and they're up 58-25. So Auburn will be advancing to Thursday night's district final. You'll hear that over on KTNC. John Nixon will have the call. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader here tonight. We still have Pawnee City and Southern coming up as our nightcap tonight here at Johnson Brock. Right now, we're ready to move to third quarter action, 36-17. The Irish trailing the Johnson Brock Eagles. Irish will have the basketball to start the third period. Same starters that began the ball game for both teams. Cole Taft inbounds the ball into Lemron. Onto the right elbow. Taft with the basketball to Bo Fletcher. Fletcher went in for a driving layup, got hammered, but the ball went up and hit the support that comes down to hold the backboard. That's out of bounds, and the ball will get turned back over to the Johnson Brock Eagles. Kaysen Dollinghouse inbound to Camden. Full court pressure now by the Irish, picking them up in full court. Johnson Brock breaks the press to the right side. Camden Dollinghouse down to Garrison Bowie in the corner right side. Now Kaler has it in the paint, flips it back to the top of the key. Bowie open look three, right corner, got it. Nice looking job, shot there by Garrison Bowie. His first bucket of the night as he hits the three-pointer deep in the corner on the right side. Now with the basketball comes Cole Taft. Taft on the dribble, has one three-pointer tonight, holds the school record now officially. At 73 three-pointers for the season. Here's a jump shot in the corner, right side up and off. Won't drop for Dave Wilcox. A battle for the rebound. And we're going to have a foul called on the Irish. I think they got Kanabe for that one. We'll see when they put it up there. I believe that's who it's going to be on is Cooper. Yes, Cooper.
The foul's on Cooper Kanabe, his third personal and the team's first.
All right, first team foul of the period. For the Irish, Johnson Brock's basketball across court to the left side to Bowie. Bowie dribbles down deep into the corner on the left side of the basket. Feeds it inside the paint to Kaler. Spin move, Brody Kaler, up and good. Brody Kaler has that one. He's just deadly inside the paint there on that spin move when he moves toward the hoop. Gets within 6 or 8 feet. Here's a three from the left side. Going to be put up by Cole Taft, but we're going to have and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And here's the foul.
The foul's on Brody Kaler, his second foul, and the team's first.
And at the free throw line will be Cole Taft, shooting two shots for the Irish. Taft, first free throw is up, and it is good. Cole Taft now has 8 points in the ballgame. He's now one out of two from the free throw line. He'll have another shot coming here. Cole Taft, second attempt on the way up. It's good. He's shooting three, actually. That when he got fouled, he was launching a three-point shot, so he'll have a third attempt. Tap now two and three from the line. Hit two in a row here. Let's see if he can get the third one. Shot is on the way up, and it is good also. He went three for three at the line, and Cole Taft is in double figures, has 10 points for the ball game now for the Irish. 41-20, Johnson Brock with a 21-point lead. 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. with the basketball for the Eagles stands Camden Dollinghouse into Meyer. Austin Meyer off the glass, up and good. Nice shot by Camden Dollinghouse on the assist. Austin Meyer's in double figures. He has 10 points. Lemron to cross court to Bo Fletcher. Fletcher, right wing, passed up, an open look over there. The ball is loose on the floor. Now a held ball is going to be called, and the possession arrow favors Johnson Brock. Eagles will get the basketball. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Brooklyn Fletcher alongside. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. Back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. We gave Kurt the night off last night. It was his birthday. I believe that was the big 6-0, if I read right on Facebook. So happy birthday a day late to our board operator. Glad to have you helping us tonight. Here's a ball that's going to get away and go out of bounds. Brody Kaler went into the concrete wall here a little harder than he probably should have, chasing after that basketball. That was Kaysen Dollinghouse down there, but he's all right. Irish will get the basketball to inbound it under their own basket. Inbounding the ball is Lemron. He's going to have to hurry. Now does get it into Cole Taft. Barely gotten in on the five count. Taft with the left-handed dribble comes to the near side to Toby Baxter. Baxter to Tate Wilcox. Back on the left wing, Bo Fletcher. Oh, Fletcher has the ball stolen away. Fast break going the other way. Dollinghouse to Dollinghouse. Kaysen gets the shot up and good. Camden got the steal. Kaysen gets the basket. The brothers working together on that steal and fast break. Now Camden Dollinghouse trying for another steal. Lemron chases the ball down behind the back. Dribble got away from Dollinghouse and brings it into forecourt. Again behind the back just to try and get away from Dollinghouse. Over into the right corner. They feed it down deep. Moving into the basket. Shot is up and off. No good for Taft. Rebound Austin Meyer. Meyer with a long down court pass in a hurry. There's a three from the left corner. Up. No, wait a minute. We're going to have traveling called on the Eagles. And a turnover. Cole Taft has to have a quick timeout here to retie his shoe. 5:12 to go in the third quarter. It's 45-20. Johnson Brock commanding lead here into the game. Now it comes Clow. He'll check in. I'll check that. No, into the ball game is Kyler Sipple, 5'11 junior. Sipple into the game. He will replace Bo Fletcher for the Sacred Heart Irish with 5:08 to go in the third quarter. 45-20. With the basketball is Toby Baxter. Baxter up top to Taft. Near side, Tate Wilcox handles the ball. Wilcox finds Kyler Sipple with the pass. There's a three up by Lemron that doesn't go. Austin Meyer has the rebound. Here comes the fast break. All the way goes Camden Dollinghouse. Got it, and he will be fouled. Camden Dollinghouse got the lay-in and drew the personal foul, I believe, on Sipple, but I'm going to wait till they put it on the board before we proclaim that for sure here. At the free throw line for the end. Well, no, the foul is going to be on.
The foul's on Toby Baxter, his first foul and the team second.
So Baxter picks up that foul. Free throw line shot is up and good on the and one by Camden Dollinghouse. So he got the basket and the and one to fall. 3-point play the old-fashioned way, and now it's 48-20. There's a driving layup in the paint, a whistle and a foul. Trying to take the ball to the hole there for the Irish was Tate Wilcox. He'll be at the line to shoot two shots. We do have a whistle and a foul is going to be called.
The foul's on Garrison Lowe with his first foul and the team second.
So at the free throw line for the Irish, the first free throw is up and good. That's Tate Wilcox at the line. He's got 2 points now. Wilcox will have another shot coming. 4:37 to go in the third quarter. 48-21. Johnson Brock with a dominating performance here tonight. Tate Wilcox, second free throw is on the way. It's up. It's off the back of the iron. Does not go with the rebound. Comes down to Cole Taft. Taft works inside the paint. Can't get a look at the basket. Now does put a floater up. That goes off the rim and won't drop. And the rebound comes down to Grady Behrens. Behrens gets it down to Brody Kaler. Kaysen Dollinghouse in the paint. Floater up, off, no good. Whistle foul. We'll put Kaysen Dollinghouse at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Sacred Hearts.
Kyler Sipple, his first foul and the team third.
All right. Kyler Sipple got tagged for that one. At the line, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Free throw is up and off, no good. That's the first missed free throw by either one of the Dollyhouse boys. They had made 9 in a row. They're now 9 out of 10. I guess 90% free throw shooting isn't too bad. 9 out of 10. They'll have another shot coming here for Cason Dollyhouse. This one is up. It's good. With that one down, they're now 10 out of 11, the brothers, from the free throw line. It's 49-21. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lemron in the paint, tried to take it in for a floater. I think the foul is going to be called on the floor this time, though. He didn't get the shot off. Foul is going to be against, well, let's see who they're putting it on. Camden. All right.
It's on Camden Dollyhouse. His second foul is the team's third.
All right. Johnson or Sacred Heart will have the ball. Lemron will inbound it. Camden Dollyhouse picked that one up. Still waiting to get it inbounded. The midcourt line, it comes out to Cole Taft. Taft beats to the corner, baseline left side, Kyler Sipple. Sipple with the dribble, guarded closely. Man-to-man defense, Sipple. Contact inside the paint. Most likely they're going to get Robert Gravatt here, I think, on this one. But the official turns his back to us when he signals. Yes, it's going to be...
It'll be on Robert Gravatt. His first foul, the team fourth.
So Gravatt picks up that foul. Not a shooting foul. It'll just be Sacred Heart's ball under the basket. Lemron to inbound it. Taking his time, barely got it in, and now the ball is going to be thrown wide of the mark out of bounds. They did not break for the basketball. He was running out of time on the five-second count. And it'll go right back to the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Camden Dollyhouse to inbound it. Full court pressure now by the Irish. They get it into Cason Dollyhouse. He dribbles through the press, takes it all the way in for a driving layup. It's up and good. Cason Dollyhouse now has 9 points in the game. The official stops play as the Irish bring the ball down the court, and the ref, for some reason, wants to go over here and talk to the scorer's table and to the bench. I don't know if we've got blood on one of the players or what the issue is. A referee asked for a sub. Coming into the game is Austin Meyer. He'll check in now for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. With 3:44 to go in the third quarter, Johnson-Brock up by 30, 51-21. Eagles on top. Irish with the basketball. Inbound pass stolen away with the steal. Fast break the other way. Driving lay-in, Taylor. Taylor goes up with a shot. He's fouled as he tries to put the shot up. We got a whistle and a foul.
Fouls on Tate Wilcox, his second personal of the team's fourth.
Wilcox called for the personal at the free throw line. Is going to be Brody Kaler. Kaler's not been to the line yet tonight. He has 8 points in the ballgame. Brody Kaler, 6'4 junior, or 6'4 junior. First shot is up, off does not go. They'll have another attempt coming here. 51-21, the lead is 30. Brody Kaler, ready for his second free throw attempt. 3:39 to play here in the third quarter. Don't forget, up next, Pawnee City and Southern. Second shot is up and good for Brody Kaler. He's got 9 in the ballgame now. And here come the Irish with the basketball on the attack. Tate Wilcox dribbles at the top of the key. Wilcox guarded by Robert Gravatt closely out here at the top of the circle. They give it back up to Lemron. Taft in traffic. A little hook shot is up. He got it. The basket's going to count. Great job there by Cole Taft. That was the old-fashioned hook shot, kind of, that he lobbed in there, and he gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot the and one. And the foul is going to be on. They haven't put it up there yet. That was the last one. Okay. You're pretty sure that's who they got? Okay.
Foul on Robert Gravatt, his second personal team
foul. All right. Gravatt called for that one. Thank you. Never hurts to have a helper here. Brooklyn picked that one up when I missed who got the foul. The shot is off. The ball got away. It went out of bounds. And it's going to belong to Johnson Brock. Well, no, we're going to walk to the other end. And we're going to put at the free throw line Robert Gravatt. This will be his first attempt at the line, he has not scored. That foul.
Don Cooper can all be his fourth, the team's fifth.
And at the free throw line, Robert Gravatt shot his up and got it. Had to put a little English on that one. Robert hit the front of the iron, the back of the iron, rimmed around one time, and then went in the hole for him. And he was doing all kinds of gymnastics at the free throw line, trying to will that one into the hole, and it went in for him. Robert Gravatt, 6'4", junior, ready for his second shot. It's up, and it's good. He spliced that one right down the middle. Gravatt made them both. 54-23, 31-point lead. Johnson Brock, 3:13 to play in the third quarter. Cole Taft is on the left wing with the ball, puts it to the top of the circle to Kyler Sipple. Sipple, bounce pass right wing. Back up top, it comes to Bo Fletcher, who's back in the ball game. Fletcher, a little hesitant to take the shot, now puts the floater up and got it off the glass. Bo Fletcher with a nice move to the basket. He's got five now tonight. He had a big night last night. 16 points in the ballgame and a pocket full of threes in that win over HTRS last evening. Here's Brody Kaler for a driving layup. In, off the glass, puts it up and good. Brody Kaler now in double figures. He has 11 points for the Eagles. 56-25, your score, 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Fletcher thought about the three. He hasn't had much luck from those tonight. He's 0-for, and he hesitated to take it that time. Fletcher with a nice crossover dribble inside the paint. Bounce pass to the left wing to Kyler Sipple, or to Lemron, rather. Lemron steps in between defenders, feeds it up top. Fletcher goes around the defender. Oh, got knocked to the floor. Fletcher went down hard on the baseline, and the foul is going to be called right here.
Foul's on Robert Gravatt, his third in the team's fifth.
So Gravatt picks up his third personal, and that's going to send Bo Fletcher to the free throw line. Bo is 1 out of 2 from the line tonight so far, has 5 points in the ballgame. Here he's shooting 2 shots. Fletcher, just a sophomore, 6-footer. First shot is up and good. And Bo Fletcher has a little sister that's famous. She works in radio now. Brooklyn helping us out here tonight. Bo Fletcher ready for his second free throw. That could be Bo's claim to fame now. Shot is up short off the front of the rim, but his little sister works radio. 56-26. The lead is 30 for Johnson Brock. Under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. A minute 55 showing on the game clock. Third stanza. He should be getting a final from Auburn pretty shortly here. John Nixon has the Bulldogs over on KTNC. There's a shot put up by Camden Dollinghouse under the basket. He's fouled as he puts that shot up, and he'll be at the free throw line. Camden Dollinghouse will be shooting 2 shots here for the Eagles.
Fouls on Brendan Limerick, his second personal and the team's fifth.
All right, at the free throw line, Camden Dollinghouse. First shot is up and good. Brooklyn, when you see who the foul's on, don't wait for Randy to find it. Go ahead and tell me when you know, because you can watch for that while I'm watching lots of other things, okay? Camden Dollinghouse, free throw up and good. Got them both that time. He's made, let's see, Camden hasn't missed one yet. He's 9 for 9 from the free throw line now. And he has 20 points in the ballgame. 58-26. Johnson Brock in the lead here in this D1 sub-district game with the Sacred Heart Irish. Irish got here by beating HTRS last night. Sipple tried to go in for a layup, got blocked by Austin Meyer. Then Meyer pulled down the rebound, puts the ball down court quickly to Hayden Gravatt on the left wing. Hayden inside the paint, bounce pass to the right elbow. And a whistle. Camden Dollinghouse dropped one over here, but that won't count. Had a foul before the shot. You see who got it?
The foul's on Bo Fletcher, his fourth personal, the team's fifth.
All right, so Bo in foul trouble here has his fourth. At the free throw line, Hayden Clow, first one is up and good. He got the first one. He'll have another shot coming. Camden Dollinghouse is going to set out, and to replace him comes Quentin Behrens. Behrens has 3 points in the game so far tonight. Quentin is a 5'10 sophomore for the Eagles. Second free throw is up and off, no good. That one did not fall for Hayden Gravatt. All right, here come the Irish. Hayden Clow in the corner underneath the basket. He's triple teamed under there. Kicks it out to the left side. Open look, 10-foot jumper up off, no good. Rebound, Cole Taft up and got it. Cole Taft with a nice job of pulling down the rebound, putting it back up. He's got 14 points now in the ballgame for the Irish, and it's 59-28. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. 53 seconds to play. Third period. Up next, Pawnee City and Southern. Out on the left wing with the ball is Meyer. Here's a shot by Bowie up and off, no good. With the rebound, in traffic was Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt, that is, on the dribble. On the right side, Meyer feeds it down deep. Again, it comes back to Austin Meyer. Meyer looking inside for the cutter in the paint for Grady Behrens. Couldn't get it there. Ball's going to get tipped away and knocked out of bounds. Touch last by the Eagles. And the Irish will get the ball back with 21 seconds to play in the quarter. Sacred Heart with the basketball. They trail 59-28, clock at 20 seconds. Brandon Limron into forecourt. Coach Doug Gold's up shouting instructions off the bench. Top of the key, that's Kyler Sipple. Sipple tried to put a pass inside Meyer with the steal. 8 seconds. Austin Meyer wants to take it all the way down, feeds it to the corner. Top of the key, Gravatt. There's Garrison Bowie for three. It's off the iron, the buzzer. And after three quarters, the Irish trailing 59-28.
We'll step aside for a 1 minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the NSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Live action. Here's a pass underneath Toby Baxter. Baxter, turnaround shot. Up off the glass. He got it. It went down. Baxter's first 2 points of the ballgame. 59-30, your score. Here's a long three from the left wing by Camden Dollinghouse. Meyer battling for the rebound. Falls hard to the floor. Austin's okay. He gets up. And coming away with the loose basketball was Toby Baxter. Baxter, down court pass to Limron. Limron, baseline in the corner. Goes down to Hayden Clow, who's on the dribble now. Clow can't get inside the paint. Off to Kyler Sipple. Again, they go to Limron with it. Limron holding the ball for a moment. Stands out near the mid-court circle now between the rings. Pass to the left wing to Sipple. Sipple working against Garrison Bowie. One-on-one, can't get to the basket. Comes back to Baxter for three. Off the rim, no. Rebound down to Meyer. Meyer tried the down-court home run bomb there. He was trying to get it to Camden Dollinghouse and just overthrew him. The ball goes out of bounds on the baseline. It'll go back to the Irish. Let's see. We got Cooper Canabi back into the ballgame for Sacred Heart. Tate Wilcox back into the contest also on the floor now for the Irish. 59-30. Johnson Brock with the lead here. Sacred Heart on the dribble, setting things up. Brandon Limron. Limron, top of the circle, gives to Canabi. Off to the right side, Cole Taft. Taft, left-handed dribble, free throw line in the paint. Blocked there by Meyer. Meyer did a great job blocking the shot. Camden Dollinghouse with the rebound to Garrison Bowie. Bowie on the right wing. Austin Meyer, right back he comes to Garrison Bowie. Now with the ball is Brody Kaler. Kaler, Kaysen Dollinghouse gets the pass. Near side, it comes to Camden Dollinghouse. They're just using a lot of clock here. 18 seconds. Camden driving layup. Got the basket and drew the foul. Camden Dollinghouse got the lay-in to fall. He'll be at the line for the and one. Didn't see who that one was on, did you, Brooklyn?
Yeah.
There it is.
Fouls on Hayden Clough, his first personal and first team.
All right. At the free throw line is Camden Dollinghouse. Let's see if he can keep that perfect string intact. Shot is up. He does. Got it down. I believe now he is 10 out of 10 from the free throw line. That's right. 10 of 10, and he has 23 points in the ballgame tonight for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. It's 62-30. The Irish with the ball. Bo Fletcher back in the lineup. Fletcher got trapped down in the corner. I think we're going to have a whistle and a foul call down here. Foul's going to be on the floor.
Foul's on Garrison Bowie. His second foul of the team second.
All right. Garrison Bowie. Bowie was called for the personal. All right. Here comes... Oh, Johnson Brock's got the basketball now into the corner right side. Cason Dollinghouse across to Kaler underneath Meyer. Meyer got the shot blocked away. On the block underneath was Tate Wilcox, but I think they're going to tag Wilcox for the foul here. At least that's what it appears. Yes, it is.
Tate Wilcox's third personal and second team.
So at the free throw line for Johnson Brock, Austin Meyer. He's 4 for 4 from the line tonight, has 10 points. This one is up and good. He's now a perfect 5 for 5. Boy, the Eagles have been just shooting lights out from the charity stripe. In the first half, they went a perfect 12 for 12 from the line. I don't have the second half calculated, but they've made a lot more of them than they've missed. I shouldn't have said that because I put the announcer's jinx on Austin Meyer. He missed that one. Here's a floater in the paint by Taft that won't drop, and Austin Meyer in his usual spot, getting the rebound. Cason Dollinghouse, collision, offensive foul. He knocked Taft, I believe it was, to the floor over here. And they're going to get Cason Dollinghouse on that one.
Cason, third personal and first team.
So it'll be Irish basketball with 5:28 to go in the ballgame here, trailing 63-30. Cason Dollinghouse picked up his third personal. A little bit of a delay here as they wiped some perspiration up off the floor. The official came over and requested a towel. 5:28 to play, 63-30 your score. Johnson Brock dominating the Sacred Heart Irish here tonight. With the ball on the right side is Bo Fletcher. A cross court pass, it comes to Lemron to the top of the circle. Tate Wilcox handles it momentarily. Cole Taft again finds Wilcox in traffic, looking for Kanabe. Cooper has it taken away by Meyer. Meyer does a good job not traveling with the ball, holding things up and getting it off to Garrison Bowie. Bowie to the near side. Camden Dollinghouse inside looking for Meyer. Goes back to Camden. Bowie from the corner for three. And good, Garrison Bowie. That's his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 6 in the ballgame. Bowie, one of the seniors on the team here at Johnson Brock. 66-30, your score. There's a steal by Camden Dollinghouse. Down court to Cason Dollinghouse. Driving lay-in. Oh, missed the lay-in. Cason tried the left-handed put-in and couldn't get it to drop. The rebound back to the Irish. Sacred Heart down quickly in a hurry with the ball. Here's Cole Taft in the paint. Shot is up. Got it. What a jump there by Cole Taft driving the lane and dropping it in. He's got 16 now in the ballgame for Taft. 66-32. Here come the Eagles. Underneath it goes to Meyer. Meyer puts a shot up that couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Kaler. Shot from the corner, Bowie. The ball comes back to him. Bowie gets his own rebound. Clear outside the three-point arc. Under 4 minutes to go in this one. 3:53 on the game clock. 66-32. Johnson Brock in command here. Kaler has the ball in the corner. Tries to go around Kanabe. Kanabe took the baseline away from him. Stepped on the baseline. Kaler will turn it over. And now Johnson Brock is going to empty the bench here. Looks like Caden Gravatt on the floor into the ball game. Grady Barron's checking in. Also Oliver Everett on the floor now. Quentin Barron's out there for Johnson Brock. So we've got 5 new ball players on the floor. Robert Gravatt, we mentioned, is out there. Irish with the ball, Cole Taft left wing, inside the paint. Turnaround shot short off the front of the rim, put up by Tate Wilcox. The rebound to Johnson Brock. Eagles basketball, Hayden Gravatt with the dribble. They're going to use a lot of shot clock here with 3:21 to go. They come to the top of the key to the near side, handling it, Grady Behrens. Here's a three from the right corner. That's put up and off by Quentin Behrens. Rebound Irish, Cole Taft dribbling between defenders. Backs it out to the left wing now, just outside the three-point arc, and puts the pass back to Lemron near the midcourt circle. Across to the right wing to Bo Fletcher, the sophomore. Fletcher feeds it to Kanabe. Oh, his turnaround shot was well short of the mark, and the rebound comes down to the Eagles. Fast break the other way. Hayden Gravatt's going to try a three from the left wing. It rims in and out. The rebound to Kanabe. Cooper Kanabe. He got rid of Quentin Behrens with a big shove there as he came down with a rebound. No whistle. In the paint, Taft in trouble. There's a reverse lay-in up by Fletcher. A reverse lay-in by Fletcher as he took the shot, the pass under the basket, flipped it off the glass, and got it to drop. Now we've got a substitution timeout. Let's ID all these players that were getting into the ball game for the Irish. Going to try and pick up all the numbers. J.J., or wait a minute, have to look across the way. J.J. Lancaster's in. Help me out here. You know the
J.J. Lancaster, Hayden Powell, Trey Studheit, Connor Nelson, and Kyler Sutton.
Thank you. She did that without looking at numbers. Easier than I can do. So Connor Nelson is in there now. Senior seeing action here for the Irish. On the right side, jump shot is up. Offensive foul. An offensive foul is going to be called against the Eagles.
Oliver Everett, his first personal, the team second.
So it'll be Irish basketball. Inbounding the pass is Gravatt. Gravatt tosses it in. He gets it to the right side. J.J. Lancaster with the ball. To the top of the circle, Kyler Sipple. Sipple backs it in the paint. Ball away shot inside the lane. Does not go. And the rebound comes down to Grady Behrens. Behrens wants to take it all the way down the court. Has the ball stripped away by Connor Nelson. Now Nelson dives in after the loose basketball. Connor Nelson reached out and just stripped the basketball away from Grady Behrens. They end up with a held ball possession. Now favors the Irish. Irish will get the ball. Trace Studheit will inbound the pass. Studheit tosses into Hayden Clow, and he'll bring it into forecourt. Clow looks to the left side to Lancaster. The ball got away from him for a minute. J.J. lost the handle on it a second time. Now the ball goes across midcourt. Chasing it down and coming up with a steal is Quentin Behrens. Behrens puts the pass up top to Grady Behrens around to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt in the paint, floater short off the rim. Here's a struggle for the rebound. Sipple came out of there with it. Sipple needs some help, gets the ball up. Down court with comes Clow on the dribble. Back up top to Sipple. Sipple looks to the left side over here. Wanted to go to Trey Studheit with it, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. And here comes a whole host of subs in now for the Eagles. Gage Rasmussen on the floor. We want to get these kids all identified. Tate Holly is on the floor for Johnson Brock. Also into the contest comes Deacon Burnett. Deacon is out there. Here's an inbound pass to Kyler Sipple. 1:13 to go. Hayden Clow on the dribble. Clow between the legs dribble. Looks to the left side. Comes over to Trey Studheit, looking for Nelson in the paint. No pass there. Back to the top of the key. Now it comes to the top of the circle. There's a long three. Connor Nelson short off the front of the rim. Nelson had a nice open look at the top of the key. Couldn't get it to drop. Nelson comes over to pick up Justin Meyer, who's in the lineup now. And a whistle and a foul on Connor Nelson. Nelson is going to be called for the personal.
Connor Nelson, first personal and third team.
Not a shooting foul, so Johnson Brock gets the ball back in traffic from the left wing. A lot of these subs trying to get a shot off. Rasmussen in the corner from the top of the key. There's a three on the way up and off. No good. Fight for the rebound. Brought down by the Irish. Whistle, and the foul is going to be called.
Deacon Burnett, his first personal and the team's fourth.
And it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball with 39 seconds to play in the ballgame. Don't forget, another game coming up after this, Pawnee City and Southern. 66-34 here. Johnson Brock in command. Lancaster with the ball. Gets it out to Nelson. Connor Nelson on the dribble. In the paint. Kicks it to the right side in the corner. Here's a long three in the corner. Right side up and off. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt will bring it up the court. The shot clock is turned off. 30 seconds to go. Johnson Brock can just dribble this thing out. Justin Meyer with the ball. Justin Meyer to the near side to Tate Holley. Tate Holley around the corner again to Justin Meyer. Back to the top of the circle. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Here comes the buzzer. 66-34 will be your final tonight. 66-34, Johnson Brock with the win.
We'll take a 2 minute timeout and be right back with more high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. The Johnson Brock Eagles with the win tonight here in the sub-districts over Sacred Heart. The final 66-34. Let's look at the numbers. For the Sacred Heart Irish, they were led tonight in scoring by Cole Taft. He finished with 16 points in the ballgame. 8 tonight for Bo Fletcher. Brandon Lemron had 6. 2 for Toby Baxter and 2 for Tate Wilcox for their total of 34. From the free throw line, they went 7 out of 13 tonight at the charity stripe. For your Johnson Brock Eagles, 3 players in double figures, led by Camden Dollinghouse with 23. Austin Meyer and Brody Kaler finished with 11 points each. Kason Dollinghouse had 9 in the ballgame. 6 tonight for Garrison Bowie, 2 for Robert Gravatt, and Hayden Gravatt had 1 for their total of 66. Listen to this. From the free throw line for the game, Johnson Brock made 22 out of 26 free throw attempts tonight at the free throw line and came up with 66-34 win tonight over the Irish. The win improves the Johnson Brock Eagles to 24-1 on the season. The loss ends the Irish's season at 14-12, and we want to acknowledge the seniors on the team here tonight. Connor Nelson and Tate Wilcox playing their final games tonight in the Sacred Heart Irish uniform, and we've had a lot of fun watching those young men in football and basketball over the past few years. 66-34 is your final score. We're going to take a break here and send it back to the Sunny 101.3 studios for about 15 minutes from or so, and we'll be back with our second half of our doubleheader coming up. That'll be Pawnee City and Southern in about 15 minutes. Brooklyn Fletcher, thank you. Glad
thank
to have you,
you
with
having
us.
Me.
Thank you for being here tonight. Great job. We appreciate that. Brooklyn making her radio debut tonight here on Sunny 101.3. So right now, we're going to send it back to the Kurt Kilman at the studios, and we'll be back in 15 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.